unmatched. This villain equivalent to a warrior smoking match. Take a whip and then hold back. You ain't with higher learning and fall back. Chuck right on Terry Glintz. We all packed in the whip, listening to the minister's new rap. A tentative sentence revealing sentiment all black. Thinking that cause the media call us thugs, we all trapped. Queens looked at the stars when they working to become doctors. The public image of black come with compromise of our knowledge. Talking about bopping horns with celebrity. Got divorced meanwhile Ferguson, Baltimore, war zones, it's all whack. Grannies tell me to never think they don't think they better. They disrespect us, apologizing and say forget it. They kill our brothers and sisters with no response expected. That institutional genocide must we just accept it. They used to tell me to make the beast and make people dance. But those who can't understand it real, I don't need his fans. So go ahead and twerk and dance to that Fetty Wap. But make sure that you bring the confetti out when the king comes home. I know everything, no society, no myself, no adherence to stereotypes, it's bad for your health. No, they think it's abusive behavior to use a belt, but if a brother getting beat down by police, they'll never help. And assert that the victim had probably brought it on himself. Shoot, grannies always said it was us or the police. You could get whooped up in that house or just get shot down in the streets. And I know that's not politically correct, that's why I said it. They check us on mirrors, but can't say nothing to the parents or the children who were victims of the system that's against them. They'd rather say we savages. Man, what kind of crap is this? I called out all the ratchet kids and those who do not work and spend free time ashing and activists. To ask them if they can take a moment, maybe have a sit and listen to the real. This media got you fooled, they hope you go and get killed. In Granny's day it was George, Stinney, and Emmett Till. Now Tamron, Mike, and Trayvon's murders all fit the bill. 60 years past, thought we would never forget, but we slipped and let it happen again. Man, it's time to come home.